Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I am Jim Galante. I'm joined by Bob Flounders and Andy Shea. Ross Tucker will be along a little bit later for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. First of all, let's start with you, Mr. Shea. How are you doing in week about, what is it, six or seven of the lockdown? How are things going at the Shea household?
I'll tell you what, it felt weird to look forward to something sport-wise with the NFL draft on television instead of scouring Netflix to find something to watch. I enjoyed it. I'm sure you guys hit on it. I know you guys hit on it earlier in the week. I'm sure if you follow Ross on Twitter, you know, he had some takes. I'm sure you guys are going to hit on what he thought, but I thought the NFL did a good job. I thought it was pretty good. I thought the fan scenes behind Roger Goodell were a little weird, and the Mr. Rogers poses that he got into sometimes in his chair were a little awkward. But other than that, it was really cool to have sports, and I'm looking forward to talking about some Penn State football.
Yep. Well, we are going to hit on the NFL draft again in quarter number two with Ross. And how about you, Bob? Everything staying good in downtown Harrisburg?
Guys, I'm good. It's rainy, but golfing's resumed. It just won't be on Friday. And also, less Roger Goodell on the draft for me and more of Bill Belichick's dog. And then I'd be a happy guy.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
That's the high. It was kind of fun to see into these guys' homes. It was. And of course, we have Jerry Jones on his yacht, too. So how the other half lives, huh? All right, guys, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take care of some of the news and notes in quarter number one. As we said, quarter number two, Ross is going to give us his take on the NFL draft. Of course, we're going to do Ask Ross in quarter number three. In quarter number four, we have a couple interesting guys we're going to talk about in our redshirt freshman series. So stick around for that. But let's get started with the news. And we have huge news this week. Penn State gets their guy, gets their quarterback commit for the 2021 class, and it is four-star quarterback Christian Vaiu. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. He's a four-star out of Maryland currently, originally from Canada. And I know, Andy, that you watched the tape on him. What are your thoughts?
So there were a couple things. First of all, he's like a an ideal size quarterback in high school right now. He's 200 pounds, 6'3" and a half. He'll get a little bigger, right? He threw for 2,000 yards and 29 touchdowns as a high school junior. Watching his film, the first thing you see is him scramble out to his right and sort of off balance on the run, throw the ball 50 yards in the air. So that, I went back and watched that two or three times. I was like, did he just throw that 50 yards? And slowed it down to make sure I had the number right. He looks a lot like Clifford to me, which is kind of unusual after seeing Sean for only 1 year. He's very accurate on his short and intermediate routes. He's a good throw of the football. They run an RPO system at his high school. He will run. He can run. His deep throws, they have ridiculous receivers, by the way. He relies on more of a touch on his deep throws than making a catchable throw, than throwing the ball deep, even though the first one he threw 50 yards. Generally speaking, he throws deep with touch, and that's something he'll have to work on. Like, I don't think he has pure deep arm strength inherently, but he throws a very nice deep ball. I think, and I'm willing to say this, looking at high school tape of the last three recruits Penn State has gotten at the quarterback position, high school tape to high school tape, I think Christian is the best one, in my opinion, of the four in the last three recruiting classes.
That's interesting. And I know he's listed as a pro style quarterback. So
yeah, I don't know what that means anymore. Well, you know what I mean?
Was not Sean Clifford also listed as pro style?
I think he was, yes.
Yeah. And he was, and this Christian, and I'm going to be calling him Christian instead of using a last name. I feel a lot better about the pronunciation. It did look like also he was smart enough to get out of bounds when the time was right and not take on the unnecessary hits. But one of the other aspects to this, besides just watching the tape, and I'm going to ask you this, Bob, how important is it to get a quarterback in a recruiting class, and especially a top-level one? This is a four-star guy we're talking about here.
Yeah, and I think this is no matter what you see. I think ideally you're going to see one quarterback in every class. It is a little fascinating if you play with the numbers and you assume, which is probably a mistake, but if you assume Sean Clifford's going to play his fifth year at Penn State, I'm trying to do the math with when football is going to resume, but 2 years from now, he would be a fifth year senior. So he'd be a redshirt junior this year. So technically they could have six kids, I believe, on scholarship.
Right.
But I also think, guys, that it's also a pretty safe bet. And James and his coaches know that one of the guys that are redshirt freshmen now, either Taquan Roberson or Michael Johnson, I mean, it's fair to wonder, A, that maybe one of those guys, if they would lose that job, might consider a transfer out of the program. The other thing you have to wonder about is just, you know, how long will, you know, assuming good health, how long does Will Levis want to be a backup at Penn State? Because the way that Sean Clifford's progressing, I do think he'll get better under Kirk. I think this is these are very nice, guys to add to classes, Jimmy, and they're also very nice insurance policies. I think they want a minimum of four guys, I think, probably on scholarship every year because of injuries and development and all that stuff. But the odds of six being, I think, on scholarship in 2021, I think, are probably pretty small.
Well, it's almost the catch-22. You know you're going to have some guys transfer out. That's what history tells you. So you need more guys in case that happens. And when you have more guys, that's what causes guys to transfer because they're lower in the pecking order. So, you know, is that not, Andy, the nature of quarterbacking now in college football?
Yeah, it's the free agent position now, right? More than anything in college football. It only took 1 year when the NCAA, you know, opened up that transfer portal for it to become the highest profile free agent position in terms of big name guys moving. I don't see this kid being a candidate for the transfer portal. I think his pocket presence is significantly higher. You know, you watch the last three quarterbacks they got and you saw more that they could work on or how they could translate to the next level. His progressions, his pocket presence, the way he makes throws on, you know, intermediate routes across the middle on short slants, those things are, he back sets, steps and throws, and he throws an outstanding short to mid range ball. And I just think that's set up for the kind of offense that Penn State runs.
Go ahead, Bob.
Jimmy, just real quick, and I just want to say I think it's very encouraging, and it's good to see Penn State continue to recruit the state of Maryland very, very well. This is, I believe, the third kid from Maryland in the 2021 class with Langdon Tengwall and Zaki Wheatley as well, and they're also near the top of the class. You know, when you can still get four stars consistently out of Maryland and expand your national footprint, it's a good sign because it's really detrimental to anything that Mike Locksley and the Terps are trying to do as they try to reestablish themselves, I think, in the Big Ten East. Maryland's always been very good to Penn State, I think, over the years, and to already have three good kids in this class, I think it's a great sign for James Franklin's program.
Well, and it's not just Maryland. It's also Virginia, that whole DMV area. A lot of players there, a lot of very good players there, and it's good for Penn State to kind of establish themselves as the alpha dog in that area. And yes, keep Maryland away from the big-time players there. But the quarterback was not the only recruit that they picked up this week. They also got a kicker there, Bob. How important is that?
It's important because, you know, they're going to need – they're going. I mean, we saw what the value of a really good kicker can mean to a program, and we saw it. We saw it via a transfer portal kid in Jordan Stout. But if you have a kicker that can do more than one thing for you and do it at a high level, with the way that field position is, with the way that kickoffs are, with the way that most games against good teams are going to be decided by a touchdown or less, hopefully. This guy, who, by the way, is a Bethlehem guy. I'm going to try and pronounce his name. If I get it wrong, my apologies, but Sander Sahadak from Liberty. I'm a Freedom High School grad. Liberty was our rival, but, good to see the Lehigh Valley being part of, Penn State's recruiting class. I'm glad they got a kicker. Maybe it's not necessarily a position of need, in the short term, but if the kid can kick and kick well, and a lot of people think he might be one of the better kickers in the country. We'll have to see. It's a good sign for Penn State. I'll be following this kid closely as a Lehigh Valley resident or native. I should say native growing up, and we'll see what he can do in a couple of years.
And what's nice, if we go back to Joe Lorig's press conference, the timing is right. He likes to bring a kicker on when there's still one more year left of the prior kicker. And after that transition, this kicker could take over. Real quick, and I'm going to go back to you, Bob, because we talked about this earlier.
Yeah.
John Scott had a press conference on Thursday morning. Your quick thoughts, and then we could get Andy also.
Yeah, just real quick, John. It was nice to talk to John. He was asked a lot of the questions you might imagine. I asked him about the rotation at defensive tackle and who he was looking at behind Mustafa and Shelton. One thing that was surprising, one of the first names that he mentioned was the January enrollee, Cole Brevard, who is a very good-sized kid, 6'3", 324 listed on the roster. Andy, he mentioned Hansard, he mentioned Akeem Beeman, he mentioned Judge Culpepper. He did not mention Damian Barber. Read into that what you will. But Cole Brevard is a guy that just a little curious to see maybe in the next 2 years what he can do.
All right.
Yeah, when he was talking
– Go ahead,
I
Andy.
Do. That was the first name. And the other thing is he's a big early fan of PJ Mustafa for a lot of the right reasons, but he also sees many things that can take him to another level, which I found that interesting from his perspective as well. I think he feels a little better about the D tackles and sure of himself than he does about the D ends.
That's interesting. All right. That's going to be it for quarter number one. Stick around. Quarter number two, Ross is coming in, and we're going to get his thoughts on Penn Staters in the NFL draft.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
This is Jim Galante with the Keystone Sports Network. We know there are a lot more important things going on than whether there are any sports. But we'd like to give you a little break from everything else happening in our world with some Penn State football talk. College football will come back. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy the Keystone Kickoff Show. Find all our shows at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the app Keystone Sports. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.